With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of Stark wisdom thrown in for good measure. Now, you know that feeling when you're trying to tackle something new, maybe a big project at work or finally starting that painting class you've been putting off, and suddenly that inner critic jumps in. You know, the one that voice that whispers doubts, amplifies every mistake, and makes you question your very abilities. Well, today we're diving headfirst into the pool of self-criticism and negativity. We're talking about how to tame that beast and turn it into a helpful guide instead of a constant source of stress. Because let's be real, nobody needs that extra baggage in their life. So buckle up, because this is going to be a powerful ride towards clarity and self-acceptance. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you overcome those pesky self-critics and navigate your path with more confidence. First, understand that self-criticism often stems from fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, even fear of success. It's like a defense mechanism trying to protect us from potential pain. But the truth is, by constantly criticizing ourselves, we're actually creating more pain and hindering our growth. We become paralyzed by worry, second-guessing every decision, and ultimately holding ourselves back from reaching our full potential. Second, recognize that you're not alone in this struggle. Self-criticism is a universal human experience. Everyone, and I mean everyone, has moments of doubt and insecurity. The key is to acknowledge these feelings without letting them consume you. Think of it like noticing a wave crashing on the shore. You observe it, acknowledge its presence, but you don't let it sweep you away. Third, practice self-compassion. Imagine talking to a friend who was struggling with the same issue. What would you say? You'd likely offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Now apply that same kindness and empathy to yourself. Treat yourself like the worthy individual you are. Remember, mistakes are opportunities for learning and growth, not evidence of your inadequacy. Fourth, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as weaknesses, celebrate your accomplishments and recognize the areas where you truly excel. When you cultivate a mindset of gratitude and appreciation for your own capabilities, self-criticism loses its power over you. Finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks and challenges along the way, but don't let them derail your journey. Embrace the ups and downs as part of the process. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep moving forward with resilience and determination. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're working on a presentation for a big meeting at work. You put in hours of preparation, but when it comes time to deliver, your mind races with self-doubt. You start thinking about all the things that could go wrong, replaying past mistakes, and doubting your ability to effectively communicate. This is where those self-critical voices try to take over. But instead of letting fear paralyze you, take a deep breath, remind yourself that preparation is key, and focus on the message you want to convey. Visualize yourself confidently delivering your presentation, engaging the audience, and making a positive impact. Remember, you've put in the work, believe in yourself, and trust the process. So, what are you waiting for? Start today by practicing self-compassion, acknowledging your strengths, and silencing those negative voices. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. And that's a wrap. Key takeaways. Self-criticism often stems from fear. Remember, you're not alone in the struggle. Practice self-compassion, focus on your strengths, and remember, progress isn't always linear. Now go out there and crush it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of positivity, and let me know your thoughts on social media. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and embracing the power of stoicism in everyday life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.